episode 661, Joy That Testifies.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? It's a good day. It's a great day. It's an awesome day. Your day is going to be filled with something extraordinary. I just know it is. Why? Because you are searching it out. You are being very watchful. Today, we're talking about joy that testifies. Oh, yes, it's Inspiration Day. And I hope you have a smile on your face because you know what? I'm just going to give you a little poke in the side if you don't have that smile on your face because you need to. You know, God gives you another day. Every single time you wake up, it's another opportunity to impact. And here is your day to go forth and show the world, well, what God has created within you. Joy that testifies. And real quick, before we go any further, I have to give a warm shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. I'm so thrilled that you're here. You know what? When you come in and you listen, even if it's just to one episode, know I am praying for you and that you did not come here by accident. You were made to be here today. So welcome. And if you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to keeping your life simpler as you go and pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. What God has in store for you. You know, we talk about wanting to have this joy that's deep within us. Have you ever thought about how it feels to really feel good? Most of us aren't sitting in a rocking chair reading that story, are we? We're not thinking about it. But to truly have joy that testifies to all who see you, anyone who comes into contact with you, whether you're just walking by or driving by, have you ever noticed that? When you're driving by and you have this person who all of a sudden gets this, you know, kind of this crooked neck because they want to look at you, and they just kind of stick their head out like gooseneck. You get that a lot, unfortunately, when you're driving past a tragic accident and everybody's slowing down and they're getting their necks in a weird position. But you see, it's the ones that you go by and they just look at you. You don't even know them. You're like, why is everybody staring at me today? You feel like all eyes are on you. Joy that testifies to all who see. I can remember when I was pregnant for the very first time. And some of the ladies in the church came up to me and said, you know, hey, is everything okay? Anything going on new? You know, what have you been up to? You know, there's got to be something new. And I was like, no, really, we're doing great. You know, hubby's working really hard at school. And, you know, I'm in the hospital and I'm working in admin. And it's great, you know, and I'm loving it here at the church because I was the worship director there for a few years. And a few weeks after that, I found out I was pregnant with our first. Thinking back, I realized I had this glow. You know, everybody says when you're pregnant, you have this glow. Well, glow is like this joy, a joy that testifies beyond words, beyond actions, beyond what you wear, beyond how you stand, beyond the way you walk, beyond the way you talk. There's this joy that comes from you, and it's so internal and eternal. It's much deeper. Have you ever had that happen to you? Maybe you have recently, or maybe it's happened in the past. Someone comes up to you and says, you just have this glow about you. And no, it's not because you're pregnant. I mean, when I get that now, I'm like, oh Lord, please tell me I am not pregnant. I mean, I would be more than joyous, but right now that is not in the cards, at least in our plan. Now, if it's in his, we'll deal with it when, you know, time comes. But I'm just saying, when people come up to you and they're like, wow, what is it? Have you done something different, like your hair? And you're like, no, my hair's been like this for the last 6 weeks. What has taken you so long to notice? And then they're like, yeah, but there's still something different. Oh, have you lost weight? Nope, I still need to lose those 12 pounds that I've been talking about for the last 5 years. Well, did you get a new outfit? Nope, wearing this one that I got last year. And it's just something about you, though. A joy that testifies, something that goes so much deeper. You see, joy allows us to share what Christ has done for us or is doing in our lives. The rest of the world takes notice. We've got something that they don't have. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Yet sometimes we like to run from it, don't we? And we get up and we think it's a Monday on a Tuesday. And we're like, I do not want to get up this morning. Why can't it be a longer extra weekend? I am so ready for another holiday. Can I make an excuse of something? But you see, it's this joy that God gives us. He is our strength. And sometimes we don't even know that we're exuding this joy, but others take note. There's a shift in our lives, which joy testifies to. As you're going about your day today, are you going to be smiling? You probably haven't even thought about it, right? Because I asked you at the very beginning, have you ever thought about how it feels good to feel good? We don't sit around thinking about that. But imagine if your day, you felt good the entire day. If you took that mindset of yours and said, you know what? I don't care if my boss yells at me. I'm going to be okay. I don't care if my two-year-old has a meltdown in the middle of the grocery store. I will be all right. I don't care if for some reason a check bounces and I don't get the bill paid on time. We will be okay. Joy that testifies. You still work and love and serve within a smile on your face because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Sometimes we're running to the wrong things, leaving what we really need to have behind. Christ wants to run the race right next to you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you have that joy today? Joy that testifies to others that says, yes, I may not have it all put together, but I can still put a smile on my face. Because right here on this earth, this is not my home. I know I'm doing good and I'm impacting here. And that's what I'm trying to figure out every single day, how I can impact and love and serve on others, how I can be my best selfie, how I can be this amazing mom, this incredible wife, this extraordinary Sunday school teacher. I want joy that testifies. Do you choose that today? Because that's what you need deep within you. That'll make everything that you do even better. That'll make that blog post that you're trying to write, it'll come out shining, brighter than any diamond that was ever created. That logo that you've been working on so diligently at, all of a sudden it'll come together. The colors will be like, wow, why did it take me so long to figure it out? Your marriage, you may be struggling, but guess what? God's the healer. He can take care of it. Joy that testifies. But you know what? We've got to put in the work. And it starts with a smile on your face today. So in your crazy, busy schedule today, take a few moments to give God some joy in which He has given you. Overwhelming joy, a gratitude of happy, blessed joy. Joy that testifies comes deep from within. Don't hold back. I'm telling you, I see that smile right there. Come on, give me a big one. In fact, if you want, laugh a little bit. Let your joy shine, for it's the strength of the Lord and He has granted it to you. Make today an absolutely magnificent day. I don't care if it's raining where you are. I don't care if it's snowing. Guess what? In your heart, it's nothing but joy that testifies. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.